Hello, my name is
Pablo Cartaya or Pablo Cartaya.
My name can be pronounced in two ways. The Spanish way is Pablo Cartaya, or if that is troublesome for you, it could be Pablo Cartaya, like I have a flat car tire. So a funny story, funny, not so funny, about my name. I was an actor a long time ago. And I've always grown up kind of thinking about who I am and what my name means and how my name is represented. I was a Latino wishing he had green eyes for a long time, wishing he had blonde hair. I kind of was always trying to understand parts of my identity and who I was and how I fit into being Latino or being American. It was tough for me, and it really came to a head when I was acting. I lived in Los Angeles and I was pursuing a career in acting. And I came up to a casting director, and the casting director said to me, "You're really good, but I'm thinking maybe you should change your name because you don't look like a Pablo." And to me, that was a real moment that sort of kind of reminded me that that erasure of my name was a way to, make myself more palatable for more people. And when my dad found out that I had and indeed changed my name, he became very, very saddened. My father is a political exile from Cuba, and he left his beloved grandfather, Pablo, on the island and never saw him again after he fled. And for me, that was a moment where my identity became very clear. And I claimed a big part of that and really decided that if a casting director was not going to see myself or my name as who I was, then I was going to write myself into the story. And that's really kind of a big part of my writing journey is from those moments. And it's really like the name is an important part of my personal story and claiming that part of my identity.